Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Allison, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great to hear
yes.
that. Great to hear that. Thank you once again for joining us this afternoon. We're continuing to talk about Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. And of course, there is a sanctuary in heaven. We've established yesterday the true tabernacle that the Lord set up, and not humans, as you stated yesterday. In it, Christ ministers on our behalf, making available to believers the benefits of his atoning sacrifice offered once for all on the cross. Now, Pastor, what is the difference between the sanctuary and the temple?
The difference between the sanctuary and the temple?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should begin when Jesus died on the cross. It has been said that when he died on the cross, the veil dividing the holy, the holy place, the most holy place, the veil that divided, it was broken. It was broken down. Then it meant that there is no longer a.
Hello, Pastor?
There was no longer that room for division. It was only one room.
Yeah.
It was no longer two rooms. It was now one room, which then later came to be called temple. They began construction, which had no between. In a temple, we are equal,
right?
Even women and men.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Jewish temple, the Jewish way of doing things was that men should be in the front and women should be at the back. So because the division was done away with, we are now the same. As Paul says it, that there is no longer a Jew or a Greek, a woman or a man. We are now the same in Christ. So the temple is now for everybody.
Okay.
But the sanctuary was for the priest. Maybe that's the best way, the shortest way I can put it.
Yeah. Now, what is the reason for the specifics that were given for the construction of the earthly sanctuary? What's the significance there?
Well, I think, as I said yesterday, the significance was that the holy room was where the sins of the people were put on the veil, and then the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, was for the Day of Atonement, where the priest would go once per year to atone for the whole world. The significance itself was that Jesus was going, and when he comes, he would abolish those things and go to the heavenly temple, where he would go into the holy place until 1844, when he went into the most holy place. That's where he is. So the significance was that Jesus was going to come and then go back to the temple in heaven and do likewise what the priest did.
I see. So he, yeah. Because I think it leads me to the next question. So the correlation between the earthly and the heavenly sanctuaries. If you could just unpack that a little further.
The correlation between the earth and the heavenly. Maybe. Let me put it this way. The earthly and the heavenly, they are just the same format. So what we used to see here on earth is exactly what is in heaven. Well, that's what God said to Moses, do exactly as it is in heaven. That's how he did it. So the correlation is that Jesus is the key person in this whole thing. Because he was going to come to die and then go back to heaven. The sanctuary is about Jesus.
Yeah.
And all the activities that were done in the earthly sanctuary were supposed to reveal Jesus dying on the cross. It was to save humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's the relation that is between the earthly and the heavenly.
Yes.
The earthly used animal blood.
Okay.
But the heavenly, Christ went into it with his own blood.
Mm.
So Christ became the Lamb of the world.
Okay.
He represented, so the lambs represented Christ who was going to die on the cross. That's what the heavenly sanctuary is all about.
I see. Now, you mentioned that, on the Day of Atonement, this is where the cleansing of the sanctuary would occur. I think you mentioned something like that. And if we're looking at the heavenly sanctuary, you're saying that it's a replica. What we have on earth is a replica of what was done in heaven. Now, when are we then seeing a Day of Atonement in the heavenly sanctuary? It used to happen annually, in the earthly sanctuary. Does it mean that it no longer happens?
Jesus went into that temple once. And according to the principles of heaven, a day can be equaled to 1,000 years.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So we cannot understand the dynamics of timetables in heaven, because there's no night nor day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's always daytime, because there's always light.
Yeah.
So there's no night, no day. It's always a day every now and then. So we cannot calculate the time when the times on how things are happening in heaven. We can't. That can be understood by the heavens themselves.
So it is safe then Is it safe then, I do apologize there for interjecting, is it then safe to say, the Day of Atonement is not practiced in the heavenly sanctuary?
We cannot understand that one, because there is no record that tell us about those ones. But as Jesus went into this most holy place, if it were here on earth, we would say it is the Day of Atonement.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's in heaven, we cannot explain that one.
I see. So this Day of Atonement then, because it was in the earthly sanctuary, it means that we can then deduce from what you're saying that it was not copied from the heavenly sanctuary.
Which one? The Day of Atonement?
Yes.
Well, it has not been put clear to us, the Day of Atonement in heaven.
Okay.
What I've said is that the Day of Atonement is the day in which the high priest would go into the most holy place.
I see.
So as it is in heaven, we cannot understand how days are calculated. Otherwise, the only way we can understand is that in heaven, there's no day, no night. So the Day of Atonement was the day in which the priest would go into the sanctuary, and he would come out the very same day again after cleansing the sanctuary.
Well, it is quite interesting, Pastor, but I must say that we indeed have certain things that we are going to understand in the by and by, eh?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
We still need to study.
Yeah, we still need to study indeed. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.